Blog Talk Radio.
Royal family, the nobility, and young men without any physical defect had been brought. And Aspinaz chose three men. Yeah. And they were named Hananiah and Mishael and Azariah. Hananiah was named Shadrach. Mishael was named Meshach, and Azariah was named Abednego. And the king had a dream, and Daniel was with them at that time. He interpreted the dream. Here the king was so arrogant, so caught on himself, that he created a statue so high and wide and said, when you hear the sound of the sackbut of the flute and the harp, bow down. But these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, refused to worship that image. And through that, I learned three things. Number one, don't let the enemy discourage you in your faith in God.
Amen.
Daniel 3:13, it says, if it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us. We got faith in him. He's going to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of the hand of the king. What faith, oh my God. They had been threatened with fire. They're going to throw them into the fiery furnace. But they say, if you do, you can't destroy our faith, because God is able to deliver us. And you have to learn to walk by faith, talk by faith, preach by faith, live by faith, give by faith, teach by faith. Yeah, work by faith, get promotions by faith, get raises by faith, get your husband by faith, get saved by faith, get baptized with the Holy Ghost by faith. See, your whole life should be surrounded with faith. Don't let the enemy discourage your faith in God. Yeah, don't let him get you off believing in all kinds of transit things. Whatever new thing comes to town, you all trying to chase it. Oh, no, hold on to your faith. Then secondly, I learned from that you can't let the enemy discourage your commitment to God. In other words, don't let anybody make you forsake God, your commitment, walking away from him. In Daniel 3:18, it says, but if God does not deliver us, be it known unto the king that we will not serve your gods, nor worship the golden image. If you want to throw us in the fiery furnace, we're not going to serve your gods. Uh-huh. Because in him we live, in him we move, in him we have our being. We're not walking away. We got a commitment to God. We're going to hold on to his unchanging hand. Someone said, Dr. Johnson, why do you keep on with this thanking God 100,000 times or 1,000 times a day and a billion praises a night? Because I'm holding on to my commitment to God. I don't want to be, can't let the devil shake me loose. I got a commitment to get God, the only true and living God. A billion praises, and the more the devil messes with me, I got a stronger commitment to hold on to my commitment to God. Don't let go not only of your faith in God, but hold on to your commitment to stick with the Lord. Yeah. As for me and my house, Joshua said, we will serve the Lord. We got a commitment. I don't care what comes, I'm going to hold on to God and Jehovah. I'm not going to worship any other gods. He's the only true and living God. I'm holding on to my commitment. And then don't let the enemy discourage you from serving God. Yeah. And Daniel 3:13, 3 and 12, yeah. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was telling that they're going to serve the Lord. Uh-huh. Yeah, they serve God and not worship. They're not going to worship any golden images. What disturbed me, I think, the night before last, I saw the World Cup. And who was it? Germany who won, I believe. And they had this golden award, pure gold. I think it was 18 karat gold or 24. And they were lifting these men who won the golden, the World Cup, were lifting this golden image up. Let me say, before they lifted it up, they kissed the golden image. They kissed it first and then held it up in the air. And every time they would hold it up, the people would go crazy shouting. I saw at least 8 or 10 of them kiss this golden image, then hold it up in the air, and people began to shout, "Oh my God!" I saw. Y'all want to see gold? You want to see? I don't mean do you want to see it, but in this day and time, there is a pure example of idol god worship. They kissed this golden image, and then held it up in the sky. Like it was so important. See, we got to make up our mind, saints, that we're not going to let the devil discourage our faith in God. We're not going to let him discourage our commitment to God. We're not going to let him discourage our walk with God, serving God. We're going to serve him regardless. We're not going to hold up any golden image and kiss it before we hold it up. No. We are going to serve the Lord. We're not going to let the enemy discourage us no matter what's happening. I know your money is funny and your change is strange and look like you don't know how you're going to make it, but we're going to keep our faith in God. He can bring you out. He will bring you out. If you would just hold on a little while longer, God will bring you out. And don't let him discourage your witnessing for God. Learn how to witness for him to win lost souls for Christ. All over your area and your community. Witness for him. Don't let the enemy discourage you from witnessing. Get out on the street and tell people about Jesus. That's why he saved you. Tell people about this prayer line. Witness about anything that's doing a work for the Lord. Amen. You are his witnesses. You've got to go out and tell people about the Lord. Don't let him... Don't let the enemy discourage you from witnessing for the Lord. I never forget the story that was told to me. There was a man, and he was being tailgated by a woman who was stressed out. And suddenly the light turned yellow. They were at a light turned yellow, and the man came up to a quick stop at the crosswalk, and the woman who was tailgating him came to a screeching stop. And... her makeup and all her stuff fell on the floor. The woman was furious. She began to cuss and rant and rave. And she was cussing so badly. But she heard a tap on the window. And she looked into the face of a very serious police officer. And the police officer took her downtown, and they put her in jail. And after a couple of hours, the policeman came and got her out of the cell, took her back and to the booking desk and apologized. He said, I'm so sorry, Miss So-and-so. I'm so sorry. I made a mistake. See, I pulled up behind your car where you were blowing your horn like crazy and cussing at the guy in front of you like crazy. And I noticed that on your bumper sticker around your car, it says choose life on your license plate. And what would Jesus do? It was a bumper sticker on your car saying, what would Jesus do? And then I looked on the other side, it said follow me to Sunday school. There was a bumper sticker that said that. And then there was another thing on your sticker that says Jesus saves on the bumper sticker, and on your chrome plated license part of it, it said there was a fish emblem on the trunk area, and naturally I assumed that the car did not belong to you, when I saw all these things about Jesus on the car. And I assumed that it had to be a stolen car because you were cussing so and blowing your horn. And so because of that, I pulled you over and took you downtown. And we booked you because I just believed it had to be a stolen car, that you could not have been a Christian talking like that and cussing and blowing your horn like that. Listen, I want to tell you something. You got to learn to hold on to the hand of the mighty master. You got to learn to stand with them. And you got to learn to let your life be a witness. Whatever you do, the enemy comes to steal your witness. Don't let the devil discourage you. He comes to keep you from serving God. Don't let the devil discourage you. He comes to annihilate you. Don't let the devil discourage you. He comes to take away your faith in God. Don't let him discourage you. I'm out of time here, but let me tell you something. The enemy comes to get you to throw in the towel. But let me tell you something. If you hold on a little while longer and have your faith in the master, he will come, show up, and deliver you. I don't care what you've been going through. If you've been going through pains in your body, don't let the enemy discourage you. Just remember that when you're going through your test, that you have the fourth one, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, on your side. He's in the fire with you. He's in there when you don't have no money. He's in there when you are on your job and they are coming against you. He's in there when you are facing sickness in your body. He's in there when you are so discouraged. He will encourage you if you just hold on to your faith, hold on to your commitment, hold on to your witness. The fourth one is in there to help you. Don't let the enemy turn you around. Don't let him discourage you. That's my word to you today, that he will come. He will be there, and he will help you in every situation. But you've got to hold on to his unchanging hand. God bless you. The Lord bless you and keep you today. Is there anyone who has a prayer request? So don't let the enemy discourage you. Let your prayer request be known, and the time to do it is now. Who has the
first? Sister Peterson, unspoken.
Unspoken. Sister Peterson, God bless you. All right.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Mother Johnson. Just ask you all to pray for Lucia Manning. Her counselor have came back, and her sister, I don't know her name. But I'm asking you all to pray for me and my family and my church, Pastor Gina Kirkland. I'm just asking you all for prayer because we have a 24-hour vigil prayer this week. And I'm just asking you all to pray with us. We're looking for a miracle. We're expecting a miracle from God.
Great, Mother. God bless you. Anyone else?
Good morning, Dr. Johnson. How are you?
I'm doing great.
This is Pastor Johnson in New York. I'm asking for prayer for myself, for my pastor, Superintendent Kemper, and the Intercessory Prayer Conference coming up.
Okay. Intercessory Prayer Conference. All right, anyone else? All right, God bless you. We're going to get prayer for these. I'll ask you again, is there anyone else who has a prayer request? If you have a name you want to put on a prayer list or whatever.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. This is Sister Sheila. I'd like to put my mother on the prayer list, Juanita Moore. Thank you.
Okay. Sheila, God bless you. We're praying for your mother, Juanita Moore.
Mother Digby, I'd like to put on the prayer request for my niece, Ann McDaniel. She went into the hospital, and she's in pretty bad condition. Pray for her.
All right, Mother Digby, God bless you. Anyone else?
Sister Lucille, I'm asking prayer for my brother, Patrick Angelo Jr., and my aunties, Earlene and Aunt Maddie.
Okay. Earlene and Aunt Maddie. All right. Anybody else?
Hello. Hello. Can you all hear me? Hello? This is Angie. Give honor to my Heavenly Father, my Pastor Venora Johnson, First Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, and all the saints and friends on the prayer line. I'd like to add my Uncle Frank Stewart. He had a brain stroke to the prayer list. And my nephew, the oldest Marshall, he keep passing out. He passed out at work Saturday and Sunday, and he has high blood pressure. And to pray for me and my home. God bless you all.
Bless you. All right. Anyone else?
Mother Johnson from Kansas City. I'm asking prayer for my daughter Hattie Smith and also sister, one of the mothers, Mother Harry Smith. Don't forget my son, Thomas Beth Jr.
All right. Anyone else? All right. God bless you. I think we have them. We'll get prayer for all of these requests this morning. And God would touch and bless and heal and make a way. All right. Anyone feel led to pray this morning? Amen. Don't let the enemy discourage you. If God's leading you to pray, jump out there and pray for these saints of God. We'll help us one to another. All right. Anyone feel led to pray? Amen. The Lord be with you. All right. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful to you for every prayer request made here today. Thank you for every unspoken and every spoken prayer request. We know that you are able to touch them, able to do all these things at the same God time. Oh God, oh God, we just believe in you right now for Sister Peterson, that you would look and see her unspoken request, that you would bless her and help her and bring her out, God, in Jesus' name. Yeah. Well, thank you for what you're going to do for her, God. We just believe right now that it's already done. Thank you for it in Jesus' name. And Mother Johnson, Lord, there, I believe, Sister Johnson in New York, I just believe you to touch her, Lord, and touch her Superintendent Kemper. Bless that intercessory prayer conference in the name of Jesus, oh God. We believe you to help her. Believe you by faith, God, to let that be a tremendous prayer conference and to help Superintendent Kemper. We believe in you to touch Mother Willie Johnson, Lord. Bless her family. Look on Pastor Jeter Kirkland in Jesus' name. We pray, bring blessings. Whatever the enemy is trying to do, turn it around and give blessings in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you for Sister Sheila, her mother, Juanita Moore. Oh, God, we're praying for her that you would touch Sister Juanita in that nursing home, I believe, and Lord, help her in a bountiful way. Give her, Lord, in her latter years, make them greater than her beginning. In Jesus' mighty name, oh God, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you in advance for what you're going to do. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And God, look on Mother Digby. Look on Ann McDaniel. And God, bless her. Oh God, thank you for her faithfulness to you. She's been through many storms and many rains, but she didn't let the enemy turn her around and discourage her. Oh. Now, Lord, let her latter years be greater than her beginning, and let her be encouraged even more so. Raise up people around her to remember all the things that she's been through and give her favor with people all around her, Lord, who remember the sacrifices she's made for you and bountifully help her and bless her. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you look on Sister Lucille.
Oh,
and God, bless her brother Patrick and both her aunties, Aunt Earlene and Aunt Maddie. You are able to give them miracles too. You're the only miracle worker, God, and you can be in New York and California and Kansas at the same time. working a mighty wonder everywhere. And we believe in you to do that in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, stretch out your mighty hand over them in Jesus' name. And don't forget about Sister Lucille. Bless her, too, in Jesus' name. I'm praying for you, Angie. Yeah, that God would work a mighty wonder for you, too. Look on your Uncle Frank. Oh, my God. He needs the help of the Lord. God, only you can touch him. Only you can bring him out of that situation with that brain in the name of Jesus. Only you can touch that situation and heal him. Oh, God, I understand this is not the first time, but God, wherever that is coming from, whatever is making that happen, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to go there, Lord, in his body and let the anointing of the Holy Ghost now be laid on him. Amen. We ask that the smell of the anointing be put upon him in Jesus' name, that you would heal him and bring him through this trial, this tribulation, in Jesus' name. Oh, God, look on the Otis Marshall in Jesus' name. Help him, high blood situation. Help him in Jesus' name and heal his body. I'm asking you to touch Sister Angie. Help her in her home. Help her with the children. Bless her in a just great and mighty way in Jesus' mighty name. Oh, God, we thank you for what you're going to do. And we praise you. We're not going to wait till any battles are over and to get praise reports. We just believe you right now on the spot that you're doing these things that we ask. But we're asking you properly in the name of Jesus and for the glory of God.
Yes.
Look on Mother Adelaide Johnson, Lord. Oh, God, strengthen her body in every aspect. And we pray that you touch her back and give her complete deliverance in Jesus' name. Look on her daughter, Hetty, Lord. Had that operation on yesterday. Let her heal quickly to comfort her, Lord, with your power and with your glory. Bless her, Lord. Raise her up. Be stronger than she's ever been in her life. In the name of Jesus, I pray. We also pray for Mother Harriet Smith. Oh, my God, that you would raise Mother Smith up and heal her body. Make her strong. In Jesus' name. Look on Mother Johnson's grandson, Thomas. Oh, God, bring him out of that prison and make him free, Lord, that he might be a better father to his sons. In Jesus' name. Give him and give Mother Johnson the desires of her heart in Jesus' name. Now bless everybody on the prayer line. Oh, God, we love you. We praise you. We appreciate you. Bless every person. Bless those who have come and gotten up early just to praise you and give you worship and adoration. We thank you for what you're going to do. We thank you for what you're doing. And, Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus, that you look on every person who's a part of the bloodline, who are coming to give you adoration and praise and to esteem you and to extol thee and lift you up and glory in you and cherish you and worship you and give you the hallelujahs and all of the praise and worship. God, help them on the prayer line. Help them on the bloodline as we come before you each night, surrender unto you. 1 billion praises. Help us to do so. We know that the enemy doesn't like it. God, block him and give us, Lord, the freedom to get you that 1 billion praises every night. Bless everywhere, even those who don't understand what's going on. God, we know that many times you give visions and people don't see the vision and don't understand the vision until the vision is about to come to fruition. Ah, God, I want to thank you. Yeah, because I'm not standing here like Thomas. And God, to say that even though I haven't seen your nail-scarred hands or feet, God, I still believe that you're working a mighty wonder on this problem. Touch every person. Those who are going through bereavement, remember them, Lord. Help everywhere. Help everywhere. Now, Lord, look on Lady Betty. Help her. Bless her. Touch her. Give her total deliverance in the name of Jesus. Strengthen her and let her ladder days be greater than any day she's had in her life. That
she
would open up doors, that you would make a way, that you would bless her financially, that you would bless her in every aspect. Thank you for her faithfulness to you first. We just appreciate everything that you've done for her. Bless, 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 bless. In the name of Jesus, we pray for the glory of God. Bless everybody. Bless all of our staffing. Bless everybody with first fruits. Not only help me, God, and not only protect me, but I'm asking you, Lord, in remembering them, that you would put your protecting hand around everybody affiliated with first fruits in the name of Jesus. For the enemy is a jealous fiend. He doesn't want God to get any praise, and he certainly doesn't want people to lead others into giving God 1,000 thank yous a day, because he was in heaven and he didn't want God to get one thank you up in heaven. Try to convince, and did convince, one third of the heavenly host not to thank God, not to praise God. But the angels kicked him out, and one third of the heavenly host, according to Revelation, the 12th chapter, they fell to this earth. And now, down here, he doesn't want anybody to lead anybody around the world into thanking God, especially 1,000 times. I'm asking you, God, to help us to increase it in the name of Jesus, that you would get more glory, that you would get more praise, that more people all over the world would give you honor, give you that praise everywhere. Oh, God, thank you for it. We do thank you. We do praise
you. Thank you, thank you.
See, anybody on this prayer line who doesn't mind remembering what he's done for you. Oh,
thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Lord, who doesn't mind?
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Give him praise. Give him honor.